As I continued to devour the Kama Sutra, I was happy to be skim reading, because more concentrated reading would not have necessarily brought greater understanding, as here I was, an 11-year-old boy, being told about the intricacies of sexual union, love play, kissing, biting, scratching, and I was yet to have sex, masturbate, or properly kiss. And the only scratching I had done was in the one fight I had got into in the school playground, and that was not ultimately gratifying for anyone, apart from the onlookers shouting, "Fight, fight, fight!" And here I was, trying to understand this complex manual, like a boy trying to learn about sex from a Bad Bunny song. But there, you know, there is something that an 11-year-old boy and the two rappers in this song have in common. They can have sex with anyone. In their heads, the rappers are rich and arrogant enough to think that. And as an 11-year-old boy, he's naive and young enough to think that the world of sex is available to him. And in a way, that's right. Sitting there in a bed on Christmas Eve, reading the Kama Sutra, this 11-year-old knew that everything was possible in his future. He could do anything, not just sex with the English teacher, Mrs. Broccoli. Although that was his ultimate goal, he could do anything. There is a beautiful moment in childhood. If you're lucky enough to have an okay childhood, where you go from a child that has a small view of the world to suddenly realizing, oh my God, I have my whole life in front of me and I can do anything. And armed with the knowledge of the Kama Sutra, I can make love with the entire world. Like two famous rappers or Father Christmas, a man who gets around the entire world in just one night, coming down everyone's chimneys and dumping his load and fucking off. This was the most magical moment of my life. And right there, I knew that anything was possible. And suddenly I was flying, flying like Papa Noel, flying into the world of the Kama Sutra, where trees were green and cartoon penises were shaved and big. It's that dream, isn't it? It's that dream you only get maybe once in your life. Do you feel you are in control of? So when you are in control, is it in fact a dream anymore? Or is it something that you're actually doing? So here I was, an 11-year-old boy with the Kama Sutra under my wing, flying around the houses of Birmingham like a coked up Daddy Christmas, like a cross between Bad Bunny and Harry Potter. Swooping around the Birmingham skyline, about to come down Mrs. Broccoli's chimney and ask her if she wanted to have sex with me. But hang on, my ambition could not be so limited. I was in control of this dream. I could be Santa for one night only. I could deliver my precious gift to everyone in the world. On Christmas Eve, the only thing that can hold you back is not believing. Yes, on this night, this 11-year-old boy was about to have sex with the entire world. Go, Nathan, go! Yes, Nathan, 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 Nathan. Nathan came the call. Nathan, wake up! My mom. No, Mom, I don't want to have sex with you. You're the only person I'm missing out. Apart from my sister and my stepbrothers. And maybe the headmaster, Mr. Gramble? No, Nathan, it really is your mom. Wake up. You've nodded off. And why are you holding the Kama Sutra? I was in trouble. And right then, the one thing I needed more than anything else was some Christmas magic.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.